violent child stalking transgender prisoner set for transfer into Scottish Women's Prison, report. By Kurt Sindelka on January 28, 2023. The far-left woke government of Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland will reportedly face another major transgender prisoner decision. As one of the most dangerous biologically male transgender prisoners is set to be transferred into a women's prison. Just days after public pressure saw the ruling Scottish National Party-led government was forced to reverse course on placing double rapist Isla Bryson, formerly Adam Graham, in the female Cornton Vale prison after intense backlash, another transgender prisoner scandal is brewing. Tiffany Scott, who was born as Andrew Burns, has been approved by the leftist SNP government to be sent to a prison that would conform with the inmate's alleged gender identity. Scott has long been rejected for transfer into a women's prison, but despite having a history of violence, including attacking female prison staff and stalking a 13-year-old girl, Scott has now gained approval to be transferred, according to Scotland's Daily Record newspaper. Speaking to the paper, a source said, "Of all the female trans prisoners in the estate, Scott has been considered the most dangerous. As it stands, Scott will be admitted to a women's jail, probably the new HMP Stirling later this year, and held in segregation. This will very possibly lead to full integration with the main prison community. This highly disturbed prisoner has attacked female staff during time in prison, has admitted stalking a young girl and has been one of the most menacing people inside Scottish jails. It's madness to send her to a women's jail, there needs to be a better solution than this." The report comes after Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon was forced to perform an embarrassing U-turn on sending biologically male transgender inmate Isla Bryson to a female prison after being convicted of raping two women while still identifying as a man in 2016 and 2019. Bryson, who was born as Adam Graham, claimed to be transgender after the rape trial began. "Given the understandable public and parliamentary concern in this case, I can confirm to Parliament that this prisoner will not be incarcerated at Cornton Vale Women's Prison," Sturgeon said. The UK government in Westminster announced earlier this week that it will be updating its policy towards transgender prisoners, saying that it will ban transgender inmates with male genitalia or those convicted for sex offences from women's prisons. However, the Scottish prison system, SPS, is governed by the locally devolved government in Edinburgh and not Westminster, and therefore the rule changes will not apply to Scottish prisons. Commenting on the matter, Scottish Tory Justice spokesman Russell Findlay said, "In the wake of this week's scandalous decision to put a double rapist in a women's prison, all transfers of trans inmates to the female estate must be put on hold. We need to see the SPS's new policy about these issues without delay. The safety of females in custody and prison staff must be the primary consideration, not the rights of dangerous criminals." A spokesman for the SPS said, "Were there any concerns about any risks posed by an individual to themselves or others, we retain the ability to keep them separate from the mainstream population until an agreed plan is in place." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.